Living well. Manage your meds. Many Americans rely on more than one prescription to stay healthy and maintain a good quality of life. Healthy Living Made Simple magazine encourages multiple medicine users to consider developing a medication therapy management program with their pharmacist. These programs identify ways to keep patients healthy and help prevent adverse effects or hospitalizations. Your insurance plan determines if you qualify. Your pharmacist may call to check in about certain key medications, such as for diabetes, asthma, or high cholesterol. The magazine states, often the call will consist of reviewing what these medications are for and why it is important to take them, and helping find better ways to remember when to take medications every day. Your pharmacist can also identify side effects related to specific medications, discuss ways to minimize side effects, or recommend alternative therapies. Plus, a medication therapy management program can help patients identify less expensive medication options. Living Well is designed to provide general information. It is not intended to be, nor is it, medical advice. Readers should consult their physicians when they have health problems. Triggered. Fight back against autoimmune disease with simple lifestyle changes and natural remedies. By Jane Eberle Schauberg. For those who suffer from an autoimmune disease, AID, life can be challenging and often debilitating. Many strive for a sense of wellness and relief from ravaging symptoms. In his article, How to Stop Attacking Yourself, physician Mark Hyman writes that autoimmune conditions are connected by a runaway immune response, also known as systematic inflammation, that results in the body attacking its own tissues. Inflammation appears to be connected to almost every known chronic disease, including heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, autism, dementia, and even depression. According to the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, there are more than 80 autoimmune diseases, affecting some 50 million people. The more commonly known AIDs include type 1 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, celiac disease, and multiple sclerosis. Inflammation may be shut off by anti-inflammatory medicines such as ibuprofen, steroids, and some immune-suppressing medications with serious side effects. People affected by stress-related problems such as post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, acute stress, or adjustment disorder may be at risk for developing different kinds of AID, according to a 2018 study in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. A VA study found that veterans with PTSD are 3 times more likely to develop an AID. The study didn't prove the first causes the second, but there is a connection. According to the National Center for Biotechnology Information, genetic, environmental, hormonal, and immunological factors all have a hand in AID development. The good news is that lifestyle changes and some natural remedies, even certain foods, may significantly improve day-to-day life for those with autoimmune diseases. The healthy food site MindBodyGreen.com is a good source of material, but some of the most useful information comes from individuals who have shared their personal experiences and found marked relief through their choices. Chronic mental stress has extensive effects on immune health. Meditation, good sleep habits, and incorporating foods that act as a natural anti-inflammatory are helpful. Examples include leafy greens, ginger, green tea, salmon, garlic, and avocado. Fermented and pickled foods such as sauerkraut are great for gut health and therefore for the immune system. The herb turmeric, often associated with pickles, contains a powerful compound called curcumin that has the ability to block an enzyme that causes inflammation. Sprinkling a bit onto eggs and cooked vegetables offers a gentle anti-inflammatory benefit and is tasty, too. Alcohol also contributes to inflammation. A number of sources support cutting down or eliminating it completely. Removing other items from their diet has offered many people great success in reducing inflammation. For example, sugar, gluten-free grains, and dairies all contribute exacerbating effects that may cause the body to view itself as an enemy and trigger attacks. Gluten is most commonly known to trigger unwanted autoimmune attacks. In addition, toxins and preservatives, including high-fructose corn syrup, may become foreign agents to the body. At the end of the day, the choices I make for myself are simple yet effective in offering a better quality of life. I eat whole foods, fresh vegetables and fruit, poultry, almond milk and yogurt, a variety of meats, fish and shellfish, nuts and seeds. Meditation and bicycle riding keep my body moving and my mind and spirit healthy. I've been known to take a nap or two, or enjoy afternoon ginger tea. And sometimes I head straight for the pickle jar. Jan Eberle Schauberg is the author of two biographies and two children's books, and enjoys writing human interest stories. She has been living with autoimmune issues since early childhood. She is a member of the National League of American Pen Women. Diabetes and food insecurity. According to the 2015 census, nearly 1 in 7 U.S. households runs short on money for food at an average of 7 times a year. When money is tight, people sometimes cannot afford nutritious, healthy food. For people with diabetes, this can result in unsafe blood sugar levels. If you are a veteran with diabetes, consider this question. In the past 3 months, was there any day when you or anyone in your family went hungry because you did not have enough money for food? If the answer is yes, you are not alone. Talk about it with your VA healthcare team. Those times without enough food could lead to low blood sugar, which can cause dizziness and shakiness. If blood sugar levels drop too low, it can lead to more severe problems, including falls, seizures, comas, and even death. Your care team will work with you to help you keep your blood sugar at a safe level. Other points to remember. Many people have times when they do not have enough money for food. You do not need to feel ashamed. Medical terms and instructions can be complex and hard to understand. Tell your care team if you need more explanation. It can be hard to remember all your concerns when you go to an appointment. Before your next visit, make a list of questions or issues to discuss with your provider. Let them know which are the most important to you. Nutrition.va.gov.